This morning on WCHL, the neighbors of a gun range in Chatham County near the Goat House Refuge say they're ready to take legal action if the range doesn't plan to move.
We are not going away. The only thing he can do is shut it down.
Another school year starts today. That means different traffic patterns to watch out for this morning and in the afternoon.
Just urge everyone to be careful and to really watch themselves as they're traveling on the road.
And in the first week of classes at Carolina, the community was getting used to the influx of people. And Chapel Hill Police are reminding people of the simple things to keep in mind to keep your belongings safe. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports this morning, the UNC women's soccer team got a season-opening win after a loss on Friday. 1-0 yesterday. It was a dominant win against Ohio State. Plus, we're 5 days away from the kickoff for Carolina football. And
what is $5,000 multiplied by 10,000?
A little math for you this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
806, 61 degrees in Chapel Hill, and feels really nice out there. A lot of sunshine today. High today in the low 80s. It will warm up toward the end of the week, but today is going to be really nice. The new school year begins today. Everything is different out there. School buses on the road, children out waiting at the bus stops, and everything getting cranked up in our community. Top administrators of the Chapel Hill Carborough system and Orange County school system say they're excited about new initiatives. Chapel Hill Carborough City School Superintendent Tom Frisella spoke with WCHL about a convocation with school staff that was held on Thursday.
We spoke to all staff about our direction for this year. People are very excited. We're in the second year of our long-range plan. We have some new initiatives that I think will make a big difference in the school system.
There are no new schools opening this year. Forcella said that makes a difference. Last year, Northside Elementary opened for the first time, as well as the Frank Porter Graham Dual Language Magnet School.
It was a little bit more than we had on our plate last year.
Forcella also reminds local drivers to start being mindful again about kids waiting for buses in the morning and getting dropped off in the afternoon.
Just urge everyone to be careful and to really watch themselves as they're traveling on the road.
Interim Deputy Superintendent of Orange County Schools, Dr. Pam Jones, sent a message to WCHL on Friday. And we quote here, "There will be excitement and anticipation in the air on Monday morning as traditional classrooms reopen for over 7,500 Orange County students. As always, student safety will be of utmost concern. We ask each driver to honor our students and teachers as they embark on the new year by being particularly watchful when approaching a yellow bus and driving through school zones." Things a little more congested out there this morning. And certainly last week was a big difference as well, with all the students back at the university. And now we're back to full strength in our community. Neighbors of a gun range that opened just outside of Pittsburgh in Chatham County in late May have an unwavering message for the owner. Take it someplace else, or we're going to court. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
We are not going away. The only thing he can do is shut it down.
Tony Gaeta is a corporate securities attorney with the Wyrick Robbins, Yates, and Ponton Law Firm in Raleigh and an adjunct professor at the UNC School of Law. He's also an unhappy neighbor of Range 2A, which opened in late May on 71 acres owned by Mark Atkison. Gaeta has lived on his 30-acre property for 8 years. Before that, he lived on a 2.5-acre horse farm on the other side of Jordan Lake on Highway 751 near Apex Nurseries. Then the streets of South Point opened in South Durham. One of its access roads, Renaissance Parkway, is right off 751 near an I-40 ramp. Needless to say, traffic on Gaeta's stretch of 751 picked up quite a bit.
You couldn't sit in your backyard and have any peace and quiet. So for a couple of years, I looked for a farm deeper and further away.
The dream property he found in the Dry Creek Valley subdivision was densely wooded. He built his new horse farm on what was, for him, the most tranquil place on earth.
And then the range came and destroyed all that with their gunfire.
Range 2A is a membership club with two instructors from DECO, a shooting range in Southern Pines. DECO offers tactical training for military and law enforcement personnel, as well as civilians. Soon after it opened on Silk Hope Gum Springs Road, Range 2A drew noise and safety complaints from Siglinda Scarpa, owner of the Goat House Refuge, a cat sanctuary that borders Atkison's property. The range was shut down, at least temporarily, in early July. Results of a controlled shooting test by the Chatham County Sheriff's Department show that decibel levels registered above 60, which violates local ordinances. Akison told WCHL in mid-August that he's working on adding soundproofing features in hopes of reopening this fall, but his problems don't end there. Akison has also been cited for a stormwater mitigation violation by the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources. The border of Gatus' property is on one side of the Goathouse Refuge, and Range 2A is on the other. Gatus says he was present at the Goathouse for the controlled shooting test and scoffs at the idea that it even represents the noise that came from Range 2A while it was open. He describes it as high-powered rifles being shot at all times of the day and night from 8 shooting bays, 7 days a week. Gator recently co-authored a petition to Chatham County asking for a permanent halt to the activities of Range 2A. The petition has more than 130 signatures from neighbors living a mile or less from the range. He told Chatham County commissioners at a recent meeting that it's not about guns. He's a gun owner himself and a veteran who served in Vietnam. Gata says that he and other neighbors want to maintain the peaceful, safe environment they moved into and not see their property values degraded by Range 2A. Mediation between the opposing parties has been suggested by the Chatham County Sheriff's Department, and that could happen later this month. Akison, the owner of Range 2A, told WCHL recently that he was all for it.
I would happily go to mediation. I would love to sit down and try to explain what it is I'm doing and listen to their concerns and try to address them, because I feel there's a great deal of misinformation.
Gata says he's part of a group of neighbors willing to speak with Akison, but added that Akison probably won't like what they're going to say.
Shut down the range. This is the wrong place for it.
He says that even if Akison manages to bring the noise level below 60 and to resolve environmental issues with NCDENR, it's not over. He and some neighbors have hired an attorney, and they're ready to move forward.
Our lawyer tells us we still have a case under the North Carolina nuisance law, and we still intend to file a civil action against him to shut it down.
For more on this story, you can find it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
American Legion Post 6 of Chapel Hill is considering a change of location. After more than a half century at its Legion Road address, Post Commander Lee Hevlin recently announced that a September 18th special general membership meeting will include a discussion and vote on authorization to evaluate five options for 1714 Legion Road. The American Legion Hut is on Legion Road, and you might recognize it because it has a big pond in front of it. The five options include continuing to operate the post but without a physical home, selling the property but retaining 4 acres to build a new post, selling the property and relocating the post, doing nothing, or spending an estimated $500,000 on needed upgrades and repairs to the building. It's a very old building. Post 6 built its current 8,378-square-foot home on 35 acres when it moved from its original building on Rosemary Street. According to Orange County records, Post 6 purchased the Legion Road property in January of 1961. The total value of that property is now estimated at $2.4 million. That's according to a 2013 estimate. A flick of the wrist might keep you from falling victim to one of Chapel Hill's most common crimes. Lieutenant Josh Misamore of the Chapel Hill Police Department says many larcenies and burglaries happen because citizens leave doors unlocked, making it easy for thieves to steal.
We had a number of break-ins that involved either unlocked vehicles or people going into garages and taking items where the garage door was left open overnight.
Chapel Hill police say thieves will often walk through yards, driveways, and parking lots, trying door handles until they find one that's unlocked. Misamore reminds residents to lock up everything, including cars, houses, windows, and garages.
What we encourage people to do is make your house, your vehicle, your property a harder target than someone else's so that you're not the person that a criminal chooses to victimize.
According to the North Carolina Department of Justice, there were 3,500 property crimes reported here in Orange County in 2012. That's the last year for which statistics were available. You can get more safety tips from Chapel Hill Police by contacting the Community Services Unit or following a link on our website at chapelboro.com. When voters go to the polls in November, they will decide whether North Carolina will join 49 other states in giving criminal defendants another option to a jury trial. If approved, the proposed constitutional amendment would allow people charged with a felony to decide if they want a judge or a jury to hear their case. Such a waiver would not be allowed in death penalty cases. The University of North Carolina School of Government has studied the issue and just released a report intended to provide background and context for voters. University of North Carolina Associate Professor Public Law and Government Jeff Welty says the issue hasn't attracted a lot of attention, but he says it would be a major change in the way our courts operate. Law enforcement officials officials in six states are launching their 23rd annual Hands Across the Border campaign aimed at catching motorists driving under the influence. Yesterday was the official start of the six-day campaign, which includes law enforcement agencies in Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, South Carolina, Florida, and North Carolina. Police, sheriff's deputies, and state troopers will be setting up checkpoints near their state borders and will also be on the lookout for drug offenders, fugitives, drivers with outstanding warrants, and those driving without a license. Authorities note the legal blood alcohol limit in every state is 0.08. WCHL News Time is 8:15. It is time now for traffic and weather together. And with traffic, here's Rand Northam.
Of course, the usual morning delays, but some unusual delays right now. We have a slowdown on I-40 heading eastbound. This is between NC 751 and Fayetteville Road, so that's right around the South Point area from the Jordan Lake exit to the South Point exit. That is I-40 eastbound. Be on the lookout there. I-40 heading westbound right around the Durham Freeway, seeing some heavier traffic than usual as well. It does look at this time like the traffic signal at NC 751, that's the Jordan Lake exit, is no longer malfunctioning, so things moving smoothly there. But still be on the lookout. You might see it blip or it might go out again. Who knows? But we had that problem from earlier, so be on the lookout. Usual morning slowdowns otherwise, and added buses on the roadways this morning as kids are heading back to school. But those buses should just be about off the roads this morning if they aren't already. So still a little bit heavier traffic this morning. And remember, as you're traveling home this afternoon, if you get an early start to your way home, that you might see some buses on the roadways as well.
Yep.
If you see anything that needs reporting and you want to be a WCHL Road Warrior, you can do so by giving us a call at 919-967-8363. That is all day long. Or you can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro, hashtag it with WCHL Road Warrior. We ask that however you do so, you do it safely.
All right. Always a pleasure.
Ditto.
It really is busy around here now with everybody cranking up. All the schools are open again and everything's back to normal, so to speak. And first football game coming up on Saturday. High school football already underway. And boy, it's hard to keep up with all that stuff. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. It's going to be mostly sunny today. Hot today in the low 80s. Refreshingly cool morning. 61 degrees in Chapel Hill. I love it. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the middle 80s. A little bit warmer. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 50s. And then on Wednesday, a little bit warmer still. High in the upper 80s. We'll even climb up to the low 90s on Thursday. But then our high temperatures on both Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well will be in the upper 80s. So it'll be warmer, but not unbearably so. And today, just really, really cool out there. To start, Carolina Ann's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heels station.
News around town this morning. Chapel Hill Public Library will host a blood drive tomorrow from 2:30 until 7 p.m. If you'd like more information or to sign up online, visit redcrossblood.org and enter Chapel Hill as the sponsor code. If Orange County wants you to help in the ongoing fight for literacy, the Orange County RSVP 55 Plus Volunteer Program, which is a great program, is looking for older adult volunteers to help students improve their reading skills. Tutor training will take place on Tuesday, September 9th from 9 until 2 at the Orange County School Annex next to New Hope Elementary School on New Hope Church Road. To work with students at Orange County Schools, facilitated by literacy coaches, pre-register by calling Judy Mathias. We have her contact information on our website. Lunch will be provided if you pre-register by September 5th. And if you're headed to the Liberty game on Saturday but you don't want to drive, Chapel Hill Transit is providing Tar Heel Express shuttle service before and after the game. It's a great way to get to and from the game. Shuttles will start running from the Friday Center and University Mall Park and Rides at 3, and from the Southern Village and Jones Ferry Road Park and Rides at 4:30. A reminder that parking at University Mall will be limited this year because of construction that is going on there. Shuttles will also run from the Giles Horney Building on Airport Drive, also beginning at 4:30. That's not on Airport Road, or what used to be Airport Road, but Airport Drive, just off Martin Luther King Boulevard. Shuttles are $5 round trip and $3 one way. They will run for 45 minutes after the game as well. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Countdown to Carolina football. 5 days. More on the Tar Heel football team coming up in just a moment. But first, UNC women's soccer. The UNC women's team ranked number 4 in the preseason. They answered a season-opening loss suffered on Friday night on Sunday afternoon with a 1-0 win against Ohio State in the final game of the Carolina Nike Classic at Fetzer Field. Carolina's first goal of the season came in the 73rd minute when freshman forward Megan Buckingham netted the assist from freshman midfielder Annie Kingman and sophomore forward Sarah Ashley Furstenberg. Carolina offense dominated in shots at the first half, tallying 14 while allowing just one. Shots on goal went to the Tar Heels as well, a 7-1 margin. UNC's defense kept Ohio State out of range, only allowing one shot in the first frame. That shot didn't come until the 34-40 mark. Head coach Anson Dorrance flipped his strategy from Friday's loss as redshirt sophomore Lindsey Harris began in goal and wasn't forced to make a save. Junior Brianna Heberlin took the net in the second half and denied the single try by the Buckeyes. Ohio State increased the pressure in the second half with three more shots, but didn't put any on frame. Meanwhile, Tar Heels kept consistent force, adding 7 shots in the second, including 3 on goal. With that win, Carolina improved to 1-1. Tar Heels head west this week for a 2-game road trip, starting against the UCLA Bruins on Friday in L.A. You can see that contest on the Pac-12 network. UNC plays Pepperdine on Sunday out in Malibu. Conditioning and preseason training is in the books as the game plan for Liberty is being put in place by the coaching staff of the UNC football team. Kickoff for the 2014 campaign, 5 days away. Tar Heels are looking to improve on a 7-6 record from a season ago. That record is a little bit deceiving. It was actually two different stories last year. Tar Heels started 1-5, but finished 5-1. The final loss, of course, came at the hands of the number 24 Duke Blue Devils in Chapel Hill, 27-25. However, UNC received a bid to the Belt Bowl in Charlotte and then beat Cincinnati there, 39-17. All is now in the past. Tar Heels welcome the Flames of Liberty to Keenan Stadium on Saturday for a 6 p.m. kickoff. That, of course, means that part of the game, at least, will be played under the lights. You can hear all the action right here on WCHL. Our coverage will start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon with our exclusive countdown to kickoff, followed by the Good Sports with Art C and Bob Lee, before we send it off to Jones Angel and the entire Tar Heel Sports Network crew. And then we'll even have post-game coverage right here with On the Heels and Paul Connell on WCHL. Panthers coach Ron Rivera says quarterback Cam Newton suffered a hairline fracture in his ribs and will miss the team's final preseason game. Rivera says he expects Newton to be ready for the team's regular season opener on September 7th against Tampa Bay. Newton got hit after scrambling out of the pocket in Carolina's preseason game on Friday night against New England, but he continued to play. Newton had an MRI on Sunday morning. Rivera says he's pretty sore and he's hurting right now. It is of concern. That's a quote. Newton has never missed a regular season start in his 3 seasons with the Panthers. Panthers announced they've cut 10 players, including wide receivers Tyquan Underwood, Marvin McNutt, and Kealoha Polaris. The team also released wide receiver Tony Clemens, tackle Oscar Johnson, defensive lineman Lyndon Gadosh, Alex Hall and Craig Rowe, linebacker Anthony Morales, and punter Jordan Gay. Underwood was signed earlier this offseason as a free agent to replace wide receiver returner Ted Ginn Jr., who signed with the Arizona Cardinals. However, he failed to do a lot to impress the Panthers staff during training camp and preseason. Polaris was a 5th-round pick by the Panthers back in 2011, and he's really struggled with injuries. McNutt was on Carolina's roster last season, although he never caught a pass. Carolina's roster now stands at 79 players. They still need to cut 4 more players by tomorrow's NFL deadline. This is the time of the year when all those guys trying to make NFL rosters are disappointed, including Bren Renner, who was trying to make the Denver Broncos. He got cut over the weekend as well, the former Carolina quarterback hoping to catch on with someone. It is 8:24 at WCHL. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
What is $5,000 multiplied by 10,000? This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. I know this is opening week for college football, but allow me one follow-up commentary on what I said Friday about UNC building a new basketball arena. The premise was that if the Smith Center were renovated, It would cost Carolina tens of millions of dollars, but opens up no new revenue streams except for luxury suites that would take away from the overall seating capacity. However, if a brand new arena were built, the $250 million or so it would cost could be more than offset by a new private seat license for season tickets sold to alumni, boosters, and fans of the basketball program. After recording that commentary, I was interested in how much dough I was actually talking about. Besides students and faculty seating, let's just say that 10,000 premium seats would be available to season ticket holders paying an annual private seat license. Tiering those PSLs from the best seats in the first 10 rows between the baskets to the worst of the season tickets, from $10,000 per seat per season down to $1,000 per seat per season, let's say the average cost of an annual private seat license would be $5,000. I pulled out my calculator just for the fun of it and multiplied 10,000 seats by $5,000 to see what the brand new annual revenue stream would be. I had to do the calculation three times before I believed what was on the screen. $50 million per year. That's right, $50 million. And say the seat licenses were for 5 years. That means $250 million, or enough to pay for the new basketball arena, would be raised over that span. With the way accountants amortize capital projects, the construction costs could be spread out over much longer than 5 years. And that doesn't include the face value of each ticket, which would be another $11 million per season. Remember, this is only with the new private seat license policy implemented by building a new arena rather than renovating the Smith Center. And where would the Tar Heels play while that renovation was going on? So if UNC is looking for a new revenue stream to boost its $80 million athletic budget, a new basketball arena seems the only way. And just as wealthy Tar Heel fans supported building the Smith Center in the 1980s, they would do it again. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. Rosacea is a common but misunderstood skin condition of flushing, blushing, and breakouts. If left untreated, the symptoms can worsen, and with time, people with rosacea may see a permanent redness in their face. If you've noticed signs of rosacea and are looking for help, request an appointment online with Central Dermatology Center at centralderm.net or call us at 919-401-1994. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
It's the Honda Summer Clearance Event at Crown Honda South Point with the best savings of the summer.
The best.
Drive off in a new 2014 Honda Accord sedan, CVT LX, or with no money down.
No money down.
That's right. Zero due at signing, zero security deposit, zero first month payment.
Zero.
The time to buy is now during the Honda Summer Clearance Event at Crown Honda South Point.
Crown Honda.
Located on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com.
Subject to credit approval, excludes taxes, tax, and fees. See dealer for details. Expires 9/2/14.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Listen for Aaron in the afternoon today, starting at 3 o'clock on WCHL, following the Tom Hartman Show. It is Aaron in the afternoon, including the WCHL afternoon and evening news, all kinds of interviews and information on what's going on right here in our community. Get caught up with Aaron in the afternoon on WCHL.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. They're only 79 cents every day, great taste at a great price. We're so sure you'll like the taste that we guarantee it. The next time you fill up at one of our 24 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
79-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Your Carolina football team kicks off the 2014 season in Keenan Stadium on August 30th at 6 p.m. It's Carolina versus Liberty in the first game of the season. Now's your chance to buy a Carolina football family pack. You can get four tickets to the Liberty game, a $20 voucher for concessions, and $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100. It's the best way to get the whole family together to experience the action and cheer for the Tar Heels. Come support Coach Larry Fedora and the Carolina football team in their exciting season opener versus Liberty on August 30th. Buy a football family pack now. Go to chapelboro.com and click on the Carolina football family pack.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair by Brittany. It's 50% off salon services. Choose from two hair treatment options. A shampoo deep conditioning treatment, trim and style, is only $32.50, normally a $65 value. Brittany Moore is a licensed cosmetologist who is now accepting clients at the company here in Durham on Shannon Road. Experienced with both cuts and color. She will cater to your personal style and create a look that's just for you. It's half off from Hair by Brittany, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Sorry about that. It is 8:30 at WCHL, and time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. And it looks pretty good, especially today. 61 degrees right now. Been there all morning. I love it. Feels really great. Good day to be outside. Mostly sunshine today, and no mention of any rain mentioned specifically, but you know, it's this time of the year, so there's always possibility, I suppose, but doesn't look likely today. Mostly sunshine, high today in the low 80s, which is nice. Tonight, we're looking at mostly clear skies with the lows in the upper 50s, and then tomorrow, sunny with a high of about 85.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
Appreciate it, Mayor. Welcome. Wilson.
The northern San Francisco Bay Area, where a 6.0 earthquake struck yesterday. CBS's John Blackstone.
This wine country earthquake hit hardest here in the city of Napa, where a downtown historic buildings were damaged. Streets are covered with bricks, broken glass, concrete chunks. Wine bottles and tumbled barrels crashed to the floor, damaging some of the Napa Valley's famed wineries.
90 to 100 homes are too damaged to live in. Christina James is waiting to see if hers will join the list.
It's my life savings. I have nothing else, and I'm 66 years old.
Woody Baker Cohen says the Red Cross is helping.
You know, working with them to assess kind of immediate plans. Do they have, can they go back to their house? If they can't go back to their house, do they have friends or family?
About 170 people injured, three seriously, no deaths reported. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCL.
832, 61 degrees in Chapel Hill. A lot of sunshine today. High today in the low 80s. Feels good out there. I'm Ron Stutz. The new school year starts today. Top administrators with the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System and the Orange County Schools say they're excited about new initiatives. The Chapel Hill Carborough City School Superintendent Tom Frisella spoke with WCHL about a convocation with school staff that was held on Thursday.
We spoke to all staff about our direction for this year. People are very excited. We're in the second year of our long-range plan. We have some new initiatives that I think will make a big difference in the school system.
There are no new schools opening this year. Quite a change from last year, Frisella says. It's easier this year because last year, Northside Elementary opened for the first time, as well as the Frank Porter Graham Dual Language Magnet School.
It was a little bit more that we had on our plate last year.
Forcella also reminds local motorists to start being mindful again about kids waiting for buses in the morning. It's been that way this morning. A lot more congestion. And also, don't forget, they're getting dropped off in the afternoon, which is a concern as well.
Just urge everyone to be careful and to really watch themselves as they're traveling on the road.
Dr. Pam Jones is interim deputy superintendent of the Orange County School System. She sent a message to WCHL on Friday saying there will be excitement and anticipation in the air on Monday morning as traditional classrooms reopen for over 7,500 Orange County students. As always, student safety will be of utmost concern. We ask each driver to honor our students and teachers as they embark on the new year by being particularly watchful when approaching a yellow bus and driving through school zones. I guess you could say with all the schools starting back up again and with the university students getting back into high gear last week, then things are back to normal in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Neighbors of a gun range that opened just outside of Pittsburgh in Chatham County in late May have an unwavering message for the owner. take it someplace else, or we're going to see you in court. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on this story.
We are not going away. The only thing he can do is shut it down.
Tony Gaeta is a corporate securities attorney with the Wyrick Robbins, Yates & Ponton law firm in Raleigh and an adjunct professor at the UNC School of Law. He's also an unhappy neighbor of Range 2A, which opened in late May on 71 acres owned by Mark Atkison. Gaeta has lived on his 30-acre property for 8 years. Before that, he lived on a 2.5-acre horse farm on the other side of Jordan Lake on Highway 751 near Apex Nurseries. Then the streets of South Point opened in South Durham. One of its access roads, Renaissance Parkway, is right off 751 near an I-40 ramp. Needless to say, traffic on Gaeta's stretch of 751 picked up quite a bit.
You couldn't sit in your backyard and have any peace and quiet. So for a couple of years, I looked for a farm deeper and further away.
The dream property he found in the Dry Creek Valley subdivision was densely wooded. He built his new horse farm on what was, for him, the most tranquil place on earth.
And then the range came and destroyed all that with their gunfire.
Range 2A is a membership club with two instructors from DECO, a shooting range in Southern Pines. DECO offers tactical training for military and law enforcement personnel, as well as civilians. Soon after it opened on Silk Hope Gum Springs Road, Range 2A drew noise and safety complaints from Siglinda Scarpa, owner of the Goat House Refuge, a cat sanctuary that borders Atkison's property. The range was shut down, at least temporarily, in early July. Results of a controlled shooting test by the Chatham County Sheriff's Department show that decibel levels registered above 60, which violates local ordinances. Atkison told WCHL in mid-August that he's working on adding soundproofing features in hopes of reopening this fall. But his problems don't end there. Atkison has also been cited for a stormwater mitigation violation by the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources. The border of Gaeta's property is on one side of the Goat House Refuge, and Range 2A is on the other. Gaeta says he was present at the Goat House for the controlled shooting test and scoffs at the idea that it even represents the noise that came from Range 2A while it was open. He describes it as high-powered rifles being shot at all times of the day and night from 8 shooting bays, 7 days a week. Gaeta recently co-authored a petition to Chatham County asking for a permanent halt to the activities of Range 2A. The petition has more than 130 signatures from neighbors living a mile or less from the range. He told Chatham County commissioners at a recent meeting that it's not about guns. He's a gun owner himself and a veteran who served in Vietnam. Gaeta says that he and other neighbors want to maintain the peaceful, safe environment they moved into and not see their property values degraded by Range 2A. Mediation between the opposing parties has been suggested by the Chatham County Sheriff's Department, and that could happen later this month. Atkison, the owner of Range 2A, told WCHL recently that he was all for it.
I would happily go to mediation. I would love to sit down and try to explain what it is I'm doing and listen to their concerns and try to address them because I feel there's a great deal of misinformation.
Gaeta says he's part of a group of neighbors willing to speak with Atkison, but added that Atkison probably won't like what they're going to say.
Shut down the range. This is the wrong place for it.
He says that even if Atkison manages to bring the noise level below 60 and to resolve environmental issues with NCDENR, it's not over. He and some neighbors have hired an attorney, and they're ready to move forward.
Our lawyer tells us we still have a case under the North Carolina nuisance law, and we still intend to file a civil action against him to shut it down.
For more on this story, you can find it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
American Legion Post 6 is an institution in Chapel Hill. It has been there a long time on Legion Road. They're considering a change of location after more than a half century. Post Commander Lee Hevlin recently announced that a September 18th special general membership meeting will include a discussion and a vote on authorization to evaluate 5 options for 1714 Legion Road. They're considering 5 different things, including continuing to operate the post without a physical home, selling that property but retaining 4 acres to build a new post, selling the property and relocating the post, doing nothing, or spending an estimated $500,000 on needed upgrades and repairs to the building. Post 6 built its current 8,378-square-foot home on 35 acres when it moved from its original building on Rosemary Street. If you drive down Legion Road, you'll recognize it. It is the building which is over behind this big pond on Legion Road. It's really hard to miss. And again, they've been there such a long time. According to Orange County records, Post 6 purchased the Legion Road property in January of 1961. Total value of that property is now set at $2.4 million for tax purposes, according to a 2013 estimate. WCHL News Time is 8:39. Colleen Bridger just happens to be our Orange County Health Director, and she has commentary coming up next. She says there are a lot of really intelligent people here in Orange County, but there are some parents who make really dumb decisions when it comes to immunizations. That is our commentary, and that is up next on WCHL.
August is the official back-to-school season, so Performance Chevrolet is joining the old bandwagon with our own back-to-school event. We realize value is of paramount importance. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Joanne had to say about her Performance Chevrolet experience.
As always, my experience with Performance in Chapel Hill is an added plus when it comes to customer service. My sales rep is on top of everything that's needed to keep my Malibu on point. I love this place called Performance. Thank you. You guys are the best.
Now that's a wow. During our August back-to-school event, you can purchase a new Chevrolet for up to $6,000 off MSRP. Wow. Outstanding value throughout your Performance Chevrolet experience. That's the Performance promise.
Stock number C4018. Dealer retains rebates. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 31 August 2014.
Performance Chevrolet loves to give back to the community. Our nonprofit spotlight this month is PTA Thrift Shop. Learn more about their mission at ptathriftshop.org. Visit PerformanceChevyChapelHill.com, where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40.
Do you get a bad feeling every time you spend money on your lawn without getting the results you were promised? Get the good feelings you deserve. And let the pros at Landscape Logic give you the direction and care you need to have a happy and healthy lawn.
Hello, my name is Brian Pop, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. Fall is the best time to aerate, seed, and top dress fescue lawns. Top dressing your lawn with organic material relieves compaction in clay-based soils, creating an avenue for water and nutrients to reach the root zone of your lawn before it runs off or evaporates. Our process guarantees your yard will stay greener longer and requires less watering. And our aftercare program protects your aesthetic and economic investment throughout the entire year. You can find us on the web at landscapelogicnc.com.
Landscape Logic, recently voted the best landscaping company in Chapel Hill by over 2,000 residents, making Landscape Logic the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
WCHL and ChapelBoro.com are pleased to present another exciting season of high school football. Don't miss any of the exciting action all season long as we bring you coverage of the Chapel Hill Tigers, East Chapel Hill Wildcats, Carrboro Jaguars, and all the surrounding area teams from Orange and Chatham counties. Before catching the action, be sure to tune in to The Grid with Matt and Matt, starting at 6:30 on WCHL. Nobody covers local athletics like WCHL and ChapelBoro.com. Don't miss it every Friday night, starting at 6:30 on WCHL.
This is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Colleen Bridger. I love living in Orange County. The people here are amazing. So smart and thoughtful, kind and considerate. They consistently make decisions based on what's best for the community or the environment or the disenfranchised. Unless you're talking about immunizations. Then I see some of the most thoughtful, intelligent parents make an unfathomably bad decision not to vaccinate their children. Here's the problem with that. There are some children who legitimately cannot be vaccinated against potentially deadly diseases like measles and pertussis. Normally, this isn't a problem because when everybody else in the community is vaccinated, it creates a kind of herd immunity, protecting those few who can't be. But when parents capriciously choose not to vaccinate their child, they destroy this community protection, ultimately putting their child and others at risk. Last year, we had a serious measles outbreak in North Carolina. In Orange County, dozens of kids were quarantined to their home for 21 days. No school, no sports, no church, no interactions with the public. These kids' parents had declared a religious opposition to immunizations. I respect religious differences and recognize there are some religions that teach not to immunize. But what the health departments found during the investigation was that some of these kids had all their vaccines except the one for measles, mumps, and rubella. The data linking the MMR vaccine to autism was forged, publicly disproven time and time again. Just like we now know the earth is round, we know immunizations are safe. We are a community of thoughtful, educated, caring people. Let's not let internet hype and conspiracy theories divert us from doing what we know is right, both for our own children and the community. This is Colleen Bridger.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM.
WCHL.
Boy, it's that time of year again. I tell you what, you can tell a difference out there this morning, couldn't you? Especially if you were driving around town with the school buses on the roads and kids out waiting by the bus stops and all that sort of thing. Don't forget, it's going to be like that this afternoon as well. Extra congestion and a lot of folks who don't necessarily know exactly what they're doing. We're talking about kids specifically here, but also a lot of young drivers on the road starting today because the high school is cranked up as well. A lot of drivers driving to school for the first time. So just be extra careful wherever you're going, particularly in school zones. It's 844 at WCHL. Traffic and weather together on the way next.
Every Tuesday morning, Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill partners with WCHL and local animal shelters to present WCHL's Adopt-A-Pet. Come to Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Meadowmont Village for premium pet food and treats and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. This month, we're offering a sale on Stella and Chewy's products, including a free sample of their fresh pet food, and receive a free blueberry facial treatment with the purchase of a full or mini grooming. Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill fully supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt-A-Pet on WCHL every Tuesday morning.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. They're only 79 cents every day. Great taste at a great price. We're so sure you'll like the taste that we guarantee it. The next time you fill up at one of our 24 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
79-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at dickies.com and we will have it ready for you to take out with eight juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
Good morning. It is 847 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And traffic brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Not a lot happening in traffic this morning. We had a little problem this morning with a malfunctioning traffic light out there at the Jordan Lake exit, Highway 751 off I-40. And some resulting congestion in between the 751 exit and the Fayetteville Road exit. That is all out near South Point. Everything should be getting to normal by now, except for some of the usual delays on I-40 that we always have. If you spot anything out of the ordinary that we're not reporting, you can call us anytime in the newsroom at 919-967-8363. And you can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. Everything all right right now, but we always depend on our WCHL Road Warriors. Thank you very much. And Grimble Jewelers is the place where you can go if you are thinking about popping that very important question. You need an engagement ring? Go see Berkeley Grimble. Or that custom piece you've always been dreaming of. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Finally warming up a little bit, 63 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly sunshine today. High today in the low 80s. It's going to be a really nice day. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the middle 80s, a couple of degrees warmer. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 50s again. And then on Wednesday, sunny, warmer still, with a high in the upper 80s. The warmest we'll get all week should be in the low 90s. That'll occur on Thursday. Then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'll have a high in the upper 80s. All 3 days, so pretty good weather on the way here. A little bit warm toward the weekend, that's for sure. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. If you haven't eaten at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, you owe yourself a favor. Do it, because you'll really enjoy it. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Carolina Med-
Medi Spa is proud to offer the newest technology in laser tattoo removal. It is estimated that close to 10% of the U.S. population has an unwanted tattoo, and eventually, as many as 50% of them want to have them removed. There is good news for those who have unwanted body art. New laser tattoo removal techniques can eliminate your tattoo with minimal side effects, and now in as little as 6 treatments. Call Carolina Medi Spa at 919-493-3194 to schedule a free consultation.
A quick update on the traffic report we gave you just a couple of minutes ago. We were saying that a trouble spot all morning has been out in the South Point area between Jordan Lake exit and the Fayetteville Road exit. Now there is an accident there at the intersection of Fayetteville Road and I-40, and that has caused some problems. So please be on the lookout for extra congestion there. Headed eastbound, a traffic problem there at the Fayetteville Road exit off I-40. So that's causing some major delays. Please avoid that area if there's any way you can do it. But otherwise, everything is pretty much the same as we said just a couple of minutes ago. Our thanks to a WCHL Road Warrior for letting us know about that. It is 850 at WCHL.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the playing field, teamwork is what you need to tackle any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home field advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. As always, thanks for your business.
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
Got something you want to get off your chest about a local issue? Join the commentators on WCHL.
This huge development, more than twice the square feet of South Point, will add to our existing traffic all over town.
We oppose any kind of closure of any library in Orange County.
If you're an illegal resident on the run from the Mexican government, go to Chatham County.
The university should be curtailing its use of animals in experiments, not expanding it.
The county commissioners should open their search to include smaller sites.
I think it is time for public officials to mandate that hearing systems be standard equipment in every public building.
Nonprofits are at risk, and our community needs them more than ever.
Traveling I-40 will become a cakewalk compared to driving in Chapel Hill.
Chapel Hill is a place where only the rich and the poor can live.
Chapel Hill has become a haven for retirees. It's all too frequently all about the money.
The commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Ron Stuntz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from Rand Northam and the entire WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, the clean joke, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:53 at WCHL. Do you happen to remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond? Rather unusual word, but you hear it a lot. It's actually a hyphenated word. Call me right now at 919-929-WCHL if you know what it is, if you can spell it, and if you know what it means. Then call right now, 919-929-WCHL. The word of the day is brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. You can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers if you're the first correct caller. Again, that number is 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
For his great spirit of philanthropy, Jay Radford is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. He's presenting a very special weekend event.
Why is it the not-so-normal 5K?
It's not just a one-morning event. It's not 4 hours in a run. It's a full weekend celebration of community and philanthropy with a little bit of exercise thrown in for you. The idea behind it is that a lot of time, as a parent, when I want to do something, I have to figure out how to take care of my kids. So therefore, we found a way to do that for parents for a full weekend. And in order to do that, I thought it would be a good idea to benefit as many local nonprofits as possible. So our primary beneficiaries are the Carver Arts Center, which we love, and NC Children's Promise at UNC Hospital, which does amazing work. Then as part of your entry fee, we ask you to bring two food items, one for porch and one for table. And then we ask that you bring a book for Book Harvest so we can feed some people, get kids books, and benefit to great nonprofits. Then we created a whole weekend of events. And on Friday night, we have a pajama party for the kids at the Arts Center, where mom and dad can go to one of four events we created. There's two shows at the DSI Comedy Theater. We have a movie on the lawn at Weaver Street Market, an outdoor movie put on by the Varsity Movie Theater. Then Saturday night, we have our Not So Normal pre-race dinner. It's at seven different restaurants in Carrboro, and each event benefits a different local nonprofit.
And why in the world is Jay Radford going to all the trouble to do this?
While it's about raising money, it's also about raising awareness. I discovered three nonprofits I didn't know existed in our town that do work internationally on a large scale, based right in Carrboro. That's awesome. People should know about them. This is a way to do that. We are benefiting 26 different local nonprofits throughout the course of the weekend, and we close the whole thing out in grand, not-so-normal style with an outdoor concert at University Mall.
All of this is really hard to coordinate, isn't it?
It's really about connecting people, so it's connecting the businesses from Carrboro and Chapel Hill together, and then just let them do their thing.
How do people find out more about this? Is there a website where they can go?
It is. It's notsonormal5k.com. If you check out our weekend events page, it lists everything. You can click on everything. You can buy tickets, make reservations, know exactly where you need to be, exactly how many kids we can accommodate, all the menus, everything that's going on. It's September 12th to the 14th. There's no football that weekend, so we have plenty of room for all the fun and festivities. When you come to run, we want you to come run with your family, with your friends. And it's an easy course. We made it as flat as possible in Carrboro and Chapel Hill, which we all know is not easy to do. And it's a no technology run. No watches, iPhones, iPods, nothing. Good old-fashioned run. A chance to raise money for nonprofits in a large way, which is fun.
It's the Not So Normal 5K Weekend. It's all being put on by Jay Radford out of the goodness of his heart. And that's why he's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Hey, I want to congratulate my good friend Lillian Lee, who called in here just a moment ago, and she had the word of the day. It is a word that Lillian says she uses a lot. It's willy-nilly. Willy-nilly. W-I-L-L-Y hyphen M, I'm sorry, N-I-L-L-Y. That's W-I-L-L-Y hyphen N-I-L-L-Y. It means yes or no, up or down, can be used as an adverb or an adjective. I always say that, you know, it's like you don't just make this decision willy-nilly. You put a lot of thought into it. That's, you know, the kind of the thing that it means, and it's you hear it all the time. So Lillian gets a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers, where you're always good to go. And the word of the day, always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? We always do it at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock on WCHL with Professor Wayne Pond right here on the WCHL Morning News.
It's the Honda Summer Clearance Event at Crown Honda South Point with the best savings of the summer. The best. Drive off in a new 2014 Honda Accord sedan, CVT LX, or with no money down.
No money down.
That's right. Zero duet signing, zero security deposit, zero first month payment.
Zero.
The time to buy is now during the Honda Summer Clearance Event at Crown Honda South Point.
Crown Honda.
Located on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com.
Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes, tax, and fees. See dealer for details. Expires 9/2/14.
Switzer with the Jets, and he's done it again.
WCHL presents Carolina Football. The Tar Heels are ready for the 2014 season, year three of the Larry Fedora era. And we'll have every single play every time the Tar Heels hit the field, starting with Liberty, Saturday, August 30th in Kingy Stadium. Our exclusive coverage always starts 3 hours before game time with Countdown to Kickoff. Game coverage from Jones Angel and the crew and the Tar Heel Network. It's the beginning of something great. Carolina Football on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL.
NHL.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair by Brittany. It's 50% off salon services. Choose from two hair treatment options. A shampoo deep conditioning treatment, trim and style, is only $32.50, normally a $65 value. Brittany Moore is a licensed cosmetologist who is now accepting clients at the Company Hair and Nail Salon in Durham on Shannon Road. Brittany is experienced with both cuts and color. She will cater to your personal style and create a look that's just for you. It's half off from Hair by Brittany, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at DurhamTech.edu.
Don't know about you, but I'm getting all excited about football. Countdown to Carolina football, 5 days. Tar Heels open up on Saturday, 6 p.m. in Keenan Stadium. And you can get tickets. You can be there for less than half of what it normally would cost you. Carolina football kicks out the season. You're going to have a game day experience for less than half the normal price. Buy Carolina football family pack, 4 tickets to the Liberty game, $20 voucher for concessions, $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100. Go to chapelbrew.com and click on the Carolina football family pack. Well, it's going to be a nice day today. It is 63 degrees right now. A lot of sunshine. Look for a high today in the low 80s. It's going to warm up toward the end of the week, but today is going to be really nice. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News. I'm Dave Barrett. It's a sunny and hot day in St. Louis, where a service for Missouri teenager Michael Brown will begin this morning. The Friendly Temple Missionary Baptist Church is expected to be packed. Here's correspondent Vladimir Dutier.
All I want is peace while my son is being laid to rest.
Michael Brown Sr. made a plea for peace and calm on Monday, the day he'll bury his son. The memorial service comes more than 2 weeks after a Ferguson police officer shot and killed the unarmed 18-year-old.
Michael Brown is going to be buried on the same day that classes for kids of Ferguson are going to be starting. Classes have been delayed for 11 days due to the ongoing unrest.
In Napa, California, residents worry after the magnitude 6 quake.
I called 911. I said, you guys have to come over here. My house may fall over right now.
About 100 buildings were seriously damaged in Napa. In the historic part of town, Dewey Lucero's olive oil store is a slippery mess.
500 bottles worth, so $10,000 worth of product just splattered.
If anyone forgot that California is earthquake country, there was a not-so-gentle reminder.
It felt like just something just violently picked up the house and started shaking it.
The 6.0 magnitude earthquake struck just past 3 o'clock in the morning yesterday.
This was this way, this way, this way, this way, back and forth.
More than 170 people were treated at hospitals. Most suffered minor cuts and bruises. Some suffered serious injuries, though, including a 13-year-old boy who was hit by a falling fireplace. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Napa, California.
Up in the old California gold rush country, a wildfire has burned around Weaversville.
California is under extreme drought conditions, so all of the fuels are very dry and receptive to burning. We did have a lot of wind yesterday afternoon, which was driving the fire. However, overnight, the wind calmed down.
And CAL FIRE's Cheryl Bulaviak says that's allowed firefighters to get a break. The fire now 25% contained. 650 acres of burn and about 500 buildings were at risk. Schools open today in a lot of communities. Some experts think that classes might begin later to get better results. Live with details, CBS's Vicki Barker. The